It was a decision made because we wanted to live abroad since a long time. So it was our decision. We left on our home. We made all the things we had to do to have the papers. So it was really important for us to have an experience abroad. And we stayed there a little bit more than 3 years.
Whereabouts?
We were in the Toronto area in Ontario, Canada.
And you took your 3 children?
Yes, we had 3 children. They were 8, 12 and 14 at that time.
And Gwenole, you've, I gather, also travelled out of Brittany, out of France. Where did you go to?
I moved to London because of the professional opportunity of my wife, who worked for the French embassy. And we went to London for 2 years in 2017 to 2019, before the COVID crisis. And I was off my profession. And I take care about logistics and children. I've got two children, who was 7 and 8. They were very excited to move abroad. It was a new adventure. We lived in Earlscourt. And school was in Fulham, and we went to school by subway and a scooter. We didn't want to live in a French community. We want to live in immersion. It was very important to live in this area of Earlscourt because it is a hub. We've got subway, bus, there were a lot of parks and museums. We've got a chance in London because museums are free. London is made for children. We've got a lot of parks, playground and museum. It's a good experience.
Elodie, how did this move benefit your family? What were the positive points to come out of it?
So as Gwenole said, we also didn't want to stay with French, but we wanted to be fully integrated. That's why we decided to place our children into the Canadian schools, not the French school. This is part of the benefit. Because even if we decided to place them into French-speaking schools, because in Canada, in Ontario, you have 2 different kind of schools, the French-speaking and the English-speaking schools, we decided to place them into the French-speaking school, but even if in the French-speaking schools, most of the children speak English at home. Within the class, it's in French, but outside of the class, it's all in English. This is, to me, the biggest benefit. It's the language, because of the immersion. When you are immersed into the language, you learn it.
Gwenole, was that the same for you?
Yeah, totally agree with Elodie. Mm. I think the good point is the language. I know it was difficult at the first time, but they get the vocabulary, the accent, and it's not very obvious for us when we went to London, but for the children it was very easy. And I agree with Elodie, they were in a French school in Fulham, but English lessons was totally in English. It was forbidden to speak in French, and the activities were in English. Everything was in English, so it was very easy for them to learn and to get the accent and everything they could take in English.
So what advice would you give to other families who might be considering moving from France for perhaps a year or two or more?
Oh, I think it was a good experience. We have to take that as a good experience, and most for children. They have to get a new language, to get a new culture, environment, and it was very important for them to get all this package.
Elodie, maybe the last word. Would you recommend people perhaps?
Absolutely. Even if we lived during the time of COVID in Canada and were separated from our family, which was very hard, and coming back was really hard as well because we all had to have a negative test to catch the plane, which was my nightmare because I said, oh my gosh, if someone tests positive, what we will do? Mm. But it's definitely an amazing experience. So I don't know for London. I would love to live in London, that's for sure. But in Toronto, it's one of the benefits as well. It's that it's a multicultural part of Canada. We met people from everywhere. We ate food from everywhere, which is so great. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a very good experience. And my advice, though, it's to be prepared and to prepare everything in advance and to think about what will be the problems you could experience, even if you obviously you can't imagine all the problems or all the benefits. Be prepared. And I didn't work at that time as well. Like Genole, I was really focused on the children to see if they were well. The children, they are also very happy with their experience, and they realize, obviously with the English, but with all the other things, that they've learned so much things in such a short amount of time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.